The Savior of the world was born. Finally, the one behind heaven's veil came to be Earth's Emmanuel. Tenderly a mother rocks her baby boy.
earth stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the earth felt his worth. A thrill of hope, the weary heart rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morning.
Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
This time of year, we sometimes we fail to know that there's a lot of joy and there's some actually sorrow. There's actually in this church, we've got newlyweds this year in here at the church, and then we've also got some that's lost their spouse this year. So, you know, a lot of times you think of your first Christmas together, and of course on the other side you look at your last Christmas together. But you know, there's one thing that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that the ones that we may have lost to this world are in a better place in the other world. And that's a thought. Now, just because you die don't mean you're going to heaven. Don't ever think that. Don't ever think, well, I'll be better off. The only way you're better off is having Jesus as your Savior. That's the only way you're better off. I trust that you have a wonderful Christmas. Turn your Bible. I'd love for you to read in the book of Matthew chapter 2. I've studied a lot of time and prayed a lot about this message. And I ask you to just hold us up just for a few minutes at a time. I want to read just this is the old story, but I want to read just a little bit of it, not very much. But I want to kind of get the point of it. Matthew's Gospel chapter number 2. Verse number 1, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he commanded to them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem of the land of Judah, art thou least among the princes of Judah, For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had heard, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, said, go and search diligently for the young child. When you found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they'd opened their treasures, they presented unto him gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. And God, I pray that you prepare all of our hearts. God, look inside. And God, if there be something wicked, I pray, God, that you forgive us that are saved. But God, most of all, touch that one that their heart is empty. And we'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We've all heard the story of the wise men. We've seen so many plays. We know all about that part. But one of the things I wanted to make mention of this morning is there's a lot of things about what we call wise men in this world. We got a lot of smart people in this world. There's a lot of folks like the Bill Gates of the world that has the computer business, or the Tesla owner is a billionaire. He's the richest man in this country. I don't know world what number he ranks, but he's pretty intelligent in this world. I don't think that's what this Bible's talking about. The wisdom of this world is measured differently than the way the God of this Bible calls wisdom and wise. In fact, I really believe that you could look at it and look back at some of the historical things that we like to say. Oh, they had to be learning about the stars, astrology, learning about what the names of Big Dipper. And, I know a lot about the stars. I can get the Big Dipper, okay? Can't even find that North Star even if I'm looking north, okay? Why is it? Because that doesn't interest me. I'm not wise in this world. And you may not be wise. And so, and then again, you may be pretty smart in this world. Because God doesn't judge us about how educated or non-educated we are. In fact, my father, he couldn't read very well. But he could learn to read a little bit of the Bible. You see, that's pretty smart in my eyes. But in your eyes, you might call him ignorant, but I wouldn't. Because the wisdom of this world... the wisdom of this world. In fact, what we're given in this world, you might say, well, you know what? I don't have much. I don't possess a lot of things. If you go back a few years, this country as a whole wasn't as blessed with financial as we are today. That doesn't mean everybody is blessed with finances, but there's a lot of folks that are blessed with finances. In fact, there's millionaires all over the place. In fact, we've got them even in this county, other counties where we live, all across the state. They're everywhere, millionaires. And folks that are millionaires are not happy to be just millionaires. They want to be multi-millionaires. Does that make them wise? Does that make them blessed? In fact, the wise men that we're talking about, I don't know how they did it, but they had the means to pull up from where they were to go to Bethlehem. Somehow or another, they had enough finances to be able to go. Now, back traveling years ago, you know how you used to do? I remember a lot of times when we used to travel whenever I was a kid, you didn't stop at a drive-thru. There wasn't drive-thrus, okay? You know what you did? You carried your lunch and you'd stop on the side of the road and that's where you'd eat your lunch or wherever. And I remember that doing a many a time as we might travel from one place to another. And that was common. That was common. So it doesn't matter the wisdom of this world or the riches or how poor, we are given something. We are blessed with something. In fact, I don't think one of us in here was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know what I'm talking about? In other words, were you given so much that you just, we use that terminology, we were given so much, we had so much, and we really didn't realize what we had. The wise men that we're talking about, somehow or another, the Bible describes them as wise men. And when the Bible describes you as a wise man, that must mean something that you had that God said, this is your title. Now, I don't know in heaven if we'll get to find or meet the wise men. Now, you say, how do you know they're saved? How do you know they're going to heaven? I just kind of got a feeling. And this feeling that I've got is whenever you're able to see, because here's the title that they gave to the Lord that was told them. Listen. They gave the title King of the Jews to Jesus because they told it even to this local governor. I'm going to call him a king, okay? This local governor, they began to express unto him, oh, we have come to see the King of the Jews. We have seen his star. Now that message cannot be betrayed. It cannot. You cannot give that message to a lost and dying world and them understand. In fact, the only recollection before I got saved, the only recollection of these wise men would be in Christmas shows that they would put on at church, and they'd dress them up the best they could, and they'd put on them a little fancy color robe, give them a kind of a crown on their head, and they'd walk in with those gifts, and we thought, man, don't they look funny? We never give them any kind of credit. But you know what? Somewheres, and I'm going to call it the Bible, somewheres in the scriptures, they had read about a soon coming king. And he was going to be the King of the Jews. Now, if you're not a Jew, that means nothing to you. And in fact, all of us in here, to my knowledge, is not Jews. We're all Gentiles. But to a Jew, they had a promise. In fact, in the book of 2 Samuel, it tells about when Nathan was telling David about what was going to happen about, you know, the building of the temple. He mentions a little thing about thy throne is going to be established forever. Thy throne. That didn't mean David was going to sit on the throne forever. That meant there was somebody coming that was going to sit on the throne forever. Now, these wise men, somehow or another, they had got that word and got it figured out. And when they saw that star, they were privileged enough to gather up gold, frankincense, and myrrh and make a journey. And as they traveled and as they journeyed, I don't know where they were. I don't know how far they traveled, but I do know it took a period of time, and whenever they traveled and got to where they come to see the man that they thought might know everything, but he didn't know anything. They were blessed with the ability to have God lead them in ways that me and you would have never thought of. Every time we get an opportunity, you ever look up at stars and say, oh, how pretty they are? That's about all I can do. I don't name them. I don't look at it. But if you ever seen a bright star, you kind of wonder if that star is moving. Say, oh, is it a UFO? You know, or is it a North Star? I don't know. We look at stars through different eyes. But when these men saw that star, they knew that it was so different. They were actually being led by God. Now, how in the world can an Old Testament person be led by God? Oh, that's easy. God knows how to deliver a message, and he delivers it not to the eyeball, but on this case he did. He delivers a message to the heart. In fact, God delivers the message to you today to the heart. Why is that important? Because if you got head knowledge, like all these smart people of the world, head knowledge, it don't really have a lot of bearing in church. Head knowledge, if I invited some of those folks in there, unless they go to church, and I don't know if they do or not, but if I was to say, would you lead us in prayer? They may not know how to pray. I wouldn't want to embarrass anybody. In fact, if I was to give me your favorite Bible verse, they might not have one. In fact, if you're lost without God today, I bet you don't know how to pray. I didn't. I didn't have a favorite Bible verse. I didn't read my Bible. I was lost. I didn't know I needed God, but God began to show me I needed Him. And He began to direct a little direction for me through not a star, but a leadership. You ever remember the first time you ever went to church? I'm sure, hopefully it was little, I'm sure I went to church when I was a baby. I sure I was. Didn't remember none of it. As I got older, didn't remember none of it. A little bit older, finally there come a recollection, because whenever you go to church as a little one, you get whooped a lot, you know. You really do. You don't know how to act. You think you talk like you normally do, and the next thing you know, you get a beating because you're too loud in church. And that happens all the way up to you when you're 40, 50 years old. But you know what I'm talking about. We get in trouble for talking as a youngster. But really, I went to church many a time and never was led. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't a star, but I was granted a privilege of being introduced, not to a baby, but I was introduced, because babies are all over the place, I was introduced to the King of the Jews, and that didn't mean nothing to me. I didn't know what the King of the Jews meant, but I was introduced. And you know what those three wise men brought? The best that they could bring. Wow. I want to skip over. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was in the book of Luke. And in the book of Luke, the Bible gives a description of not wise men that came to Jesus, but of shepherds. In fact, in this particular message that it delivered, there was shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, you know the reason why they were keeping watch over their flock by night? Because, friend, they didn't want the animals to come and steal away the sheep. So they watched and protected those sheep. But while they were there in that same open field watching over their sheep, guess what happened? An angel of the Lord paid a visit. Those shepherds weren't wise men. Those shepherds weren't very smart as far as the way the Bible describes things. But yet when the shepherds were visited by an angel, that tells me they really didn't have a lot. They had their whole investment in life in those sheep. That was their livelihood. That was food on the table. They were to protect them. But when God made a visit, God made a visit to the wise or the smart, and yet God made a visit to the poor, the shepherds in the middle of the night, so to speak. That kind of reminds me of us. God doesn't look at how much we're worth, how much money we got in the bank, what we've got in far as land and possessions and things. God doesn't look at none of those things. In fact, once again, God looks at the heart. The heart. And those shepherds heard the message. Now, the message that they were told was different from the message of the wise men. But both in the same direction. Both going to Bethlehem. Both going to where that baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And what did the angel say? Born unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior. Now, friend, when you have very little, very little is precious. When you have a lot, it's not near as precious. But when you have a little is precious. You think about that. The wise men brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. What did the shepherds bring? They had nothing to bring. In fact, when the angel left them, when he left them, the scripture says they made haste. They hurried up. They left their sheep for something greater. You see, if you want to have what this world's got, you can stay with the sheep. But if you want what God's got, you'll leave the sheep and go to Jesus. Think about it. Whenever they come up to where Jesus was lying in that manger, did they call him the King of the Jews? That was not their message. The message that they were there to see was a Savior of the world. Now, I want to tell you, I know a few folks that's got a little money, a few. They're not good friends, you know. They're not on the lending kind of basis where, oh, let me give you a couple thousand. No. I just know of them, okay? Now, that's okay. But remember, the wise men didn't say nothing about being rich. They brought the best they had. And all they did was offer the gift. That's all they did. Friend of mine, the gift that they offered had no value versus the blood that Jesus offered. You can't put money value on the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen. But when the shepherds brought their message, Savior of the world. The only way he can be Savior is if you realize you need a Savior. If you realize you're lost, then you need somebody to save you. In fact, there's a lot of people in this world think that they can go just and do the things of the world, be happy in this world, and don't need anything from God. And you can live your entire life that way and never make a change. You can do everything that this world that offers you happiness and try to bring happiness, and that you can only be on the outside just as happy as you can be. But on the inside is where it counts. And without God, there's an emptiness. What do I have to bring? I'm not smart. There's no wisdom. In fact, though, I've been blessed to be able to be around the Bible and read a little bit of it. And through the direction of God, he's kind of showed me a lot of ways of my life. In fact, I've been able to visit the King of the Jews and ask him to come into my heart. That didn't make me rich. That didn't make me wise. He just showed me the way. And yet, whenever I was able to be introduced to people like the lowly in life, that me and you, I'll tell you this, me and you, many years ago, my first job I ever got, working really, really hard, was for 50 cents an hour. And tickled to death to get it. Thought, man. And whenever it got increased to 75 and then I hit that dollar mark, I thought I was a rich man. Why is that? Because, friend, hard times many years ago, but thankful for every dollar that I ever got. Now listen carefully. Whenever I was introduced to the Savior of the world, just like the shepherds were, I realized that God could even love a poor person like me. And you know what? You may not have a lot of money to your name, but God still loves and wants to be your Savior. But how is that possible? We read of a king, the King of the Jews. We read of a Savior, the Savior of the world. But how does he come into my heart? The scripture said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That didn't require money. It didn't require prestige. It didn't require wisdom. It required one thing, confession to God. And that confession, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. But if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just. Forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what God said. And that applied to me. And it'll apply to you today. So what am I here to offer you this morning? I wished I was on the wisdom side. And that I could bring something to God. But I'll have to admit I'm on the shepherd's side, the poor of this world. Because, friend, I'll never be rich toward this world's goods. But, friend of mine, I want to be rich toward God to be able to have what God into my heart. When they talk about walking on streets of gold, and God preparing a place for us, that meant I don't have to worry about taking up and making installment payments. I got news for you. When I get to the other side, it'll be by God's grace that I walk on streets of gold. It'll be by God's grace that He gives me a place to stay. And it's by God's grace that I accepted the blood of Jesus in my heart. And if you want to be saved, that's how you'll get saved today. It's through the blood of Jesus. I want to ask you this. Have you trusted Him as your King of the Jews or Savior of the world? No matter what extreme, no matter where you're at in life, God wants to save us all. Scripture said one time, it talks about how hardly that they that have riches will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why is that? Because folks will trust everything but God. Used to be years ago in the 1800s, and I'm not going to give you exact date because I don't know it. In this particular area of the country, it used to be called Confederate money. Didn't mean nothing back then. It was just money. Back a little bit later on in life, that Confederate money was considered worthless. Not even worth the paper that it's written on. Presently, we got the dollars in our pocket. One of these days, it could be considered worthless, not even worth the paper that it's written on, because it talks about in the future, you won't be able to buy nor sell unless you have the mark of the beast. Oh, I got news for you. That dollar that you trust in today, not going to help you in the future. But I got news for you also. That Jesus that you can trust today with your soul will help you come tomorrow. How about you? Are you ready? Let's have a song of invitation. I don't know your heart or your life. I know the Lord. I know the Lord. How do I know Him? Because He's the one that leads me inside of my heart. And that didn't come from me saying, I'm just going to do what I want. No, it come to me bowing an old-fashioned altar and ask Jesus to save my soul, to come into my heart. And if you want to be saved, that's how you'll do it. It's not coming to a preacher. It's not coming to a religion. It's coming to Jesus. And if you'll come to Him, you can be saved. May we stand on our feet and sing a verse of a song. If God's speaking to you, you come today. Come to know Him today.